Okay, now up next, Drogheda United, the visitor to McGinn Park. Your thoughts on the game ahead?
Thoughts on it is that, you know, it's okay beating Dundalk and going to win at Shamrock Rovers, but the brain and the motivation within your mind works in mysterious ways. And I'm not saying it's a dairy thing, but managing expectations is a big thing in all sports. And football is no different. In fact, football is one of the most volatile. Because we've come off the back of beating two of the biggest clubs, if not the biggest clubs in Ireland, now the expectations are as, oh good, we've got an easy one. And football doesn't work like that. Drogheda is it's our hardest fixture. Psychologically, physically, all of those environs that's in there. So I have to say, and I really feel that this is a challenge. Lifting your game against Rovers and Dundalk and getting two results, it's fantastic that the boys were able to do that. But to lift their game against Drogheda, that's the challenge I've been speaking about all week.
The players will be on a high from that one on Monday night in McGinn against Dundalk. How do you bring them back down to earth this week?
Yeah, we've been working on that all week. You know the most difficult thing is the ones that are out of favour, the bench. Managing the bench during a good time, that's very difficult. We had a tough session on Tuesday after Monday's game for the bench, and they weren't involved. These are things that you have to do as a manager and push yourself to do the difficult things, because a lot of people would say, well, everybody's got tomorrow off after a game. We've just beaten Dundalk. The seven players on the bench weren't involved. We had Rory Patterson and Conor McDermott doing a partial session because they're coming back from injury. So we had nine players up there on Tuesday. And the work I put them through, I wanted to see who is up for the fight and who's up for the challenge. And a couple of them, you know, could have worked their way into the team because the commitment levels they showed me. So you have to manage that. Then you have to manage the expectations of the team and getting them up for the next game. But league football is like that.
Of course, one of those players that was out injured and he put through their paces on Tuesday was Conor McDermott. Scott Whiteside stepped in for him on Monday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was pleased for Scott. It's not his best position. He's more of a centre-back and he filled in for us there. So you have to give the boy credit for that. And I genuinely think that he'll have learned from that. He was thrown in at the deep end. And, you know, at 19... He's starting to progress as a player.
You must be very happy with one of your summer signings, your loan signings, Nicky Lowe. You must be really pleased with the way he's adapted to the League of Ireland.
What he has, which we don't have in the team, he's mid-20s. Well, I'll contradict myself there because Barry McNamee is 24 now. But generalising, you know, we've got so many 19-year-olds. Everybody's 19 now. And to have that 25-year-old in there and his presence of mind, his management of the game, as we talk about now, he bring in those game variables that experienced players do. Close out of games, for example. So when we were 2-1 up, the awareness and presence of mind to do that was there with Nicky. You can see that. The game management of an experienced player is something we miss.
And finally, Kenny, are there any fresh injury worries for this week?
At the moment, no. But when you beat Dundalk, nobody wants to be injured. You know? And when I played football, you just didn't get injured because you wanted to play every week. And the modern day player and the resources that are available, the physiotherapy and stuff, we're more intelligent now. You've got an intelligent physio who knows when you overcook it and knows when to take the players off it. It's a great support mechanism for myself.